Welcome to episode 140 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. It's Saturday, and I'm Steve Webb. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 16, Acts chapter 2, and Psalm 62 from the Good News Translation. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Celebrate the Passover feast of the Lord your God in the month of Abib. In that month he brought you out of Egypt at night. Sacrifice an animal from your flock or herd. It is the Passover sacrifice in honor of the Lord your God. Sacrifice it at the special place the Lord will choose. He will put his name there. Don't eat the animal along with bread that is made with yeast. Instead, for 7 days, eat bread that is made without yeast. It's the bread that reminds you of how much you suffered. Remember that you left Egypt in a hurry. Remember it all the days of your life. Don't forget the day you left Egypt. Don't keep any yeast anywhere in your land for 7 days. Don't let any of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day be left over until the next morning. You must not sacrifice the Passover animal in any town the Lord your God is giving you. Sacrifice it only in the special place he will choose for his name. Sacrifice it there in the evening when the sun goes down. Do it on the same day every year. Be sure it's the day you left Egypt. Cook it and eat it. Do it at the place the Lord your God will choose. Then, in the morning, return to your tents. For 6 days, eat bread that is made without yeast. On the 7th day, come together for a service in honor of the Lord your God. Don't do any work. Count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to cut your grain in the field. Then celebrate the Feast of Weeks in honor of the Lord your God. Give anything you choose to give as an offering. Do it in keeping with the blessings the Lord has given you. Be filled with joy in the sight of the Lord your God. Be joyful at the special place he will choose for his name. You, your children, and your male and female servants should be joyful. So should the Levites who are living in your towns. So should the outsiders and widows who are living among you. And so should the children whose fathers have died. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. Be careful to obey the rules I'm giving you. Gather the grain from your threshing floors. Take the fresh wine from your wine presses. Then celebrate the Feast of Booths for 7 days. Be filled with joy at your feast. You, your children, and your male and female servants should be joyful. So should the Levites, the outsiders, and the widows who are living in your towns. And so should the children whose fathers have died. For 7 days, celebrate the feast in honor of the Lord your God. Do it at the place he will choose. The Lord will bless you when you gather all of your crops. He will bless you in everything you do, and you will be full of joy. All of your men must appear in front of the Lord your God at the holy tent. They must go to the place he will choose. They must do it 3 times a year. They must go there to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Booths. No man should appear in front of the Lord without bringing something with him. Each of you must bring a gift. Do it in keeping with the way the Lord your God has blessed you. Appoint judges and officials for each of your tribes. Do it in every town the Lord your God is giving you. They must judge the people fairly. Do what is right. Treat everyone the same. Don't take money from people who want special favors. It makes those who are wise close their eyes to the truth. It twists the words of those who do what is right. Follow only what is right. If you do, you will live. You will take over the land the Lord your God is giving you. Don't set up a wooden pole that is used to worship the goddess Asherah. Don't set it up beside the altar you build to worship the Lord your God. Don't set up a sacred stone to honor another god. The Lord your God hates Asherah poles and sacred stones. Acts chapter 2. The day of Pentecost came. The believers all gathered in one place. Suddenly a sound came from heaven. It was like a strong wind blowing. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something that looked like tongues of fire. The flames separated and settled on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in languages they had not known before. The Spirit gave them the ability to do this. Godly Jews from every country in the world were staying in Jerusalem. A crowd came together when they heard the sound. They were bewildered because they each heard the believers speaking in their own language. The crowd was really amazed. They asked, "Aren't all these people from Galilee? Why then do we each hear them speaking in our own native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites. We live in Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia. We're from Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia. Others of us are from Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene. Still others are visitors from Rome. Some of the visitors are Jews. Others have accepted the Jewish faith. Also, Cretans and Arabs are here. We hear all these people speaking about God's wonders in our own languages." They were amazed and bewildered. They asked one another, "What does this mean?" But some people in the crowd made fun of the believers. "They've had too much wine," they said. Then Peter stood up with the 11. In a loud voice, he spoke to the crowd. "My Jewish friends," he said, "let me explain this to you. All of you who live in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I say. You think these people are drunk, but they aren't. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, here is what the prophet Joel meant. He said, 'In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Holy Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. In those days I will pour out my Spirit even on those who serve me, both men and women. When I do, they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above. I will show miraculous signs on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark. The moon will turn red like blood. This will happen before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man who had God's approval. God did miracles, wonders, and signs among you through Jesus. You yourselves know this. Long ago, God planned that Jesus would be handed over to you. With the help of evil people, you put Jesus to death. You nailed him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead. He set him free from the suffering of death. It wasn't possible for death to keep its hold on Jesus. David spoke about him. He said, "I know that the Lord is always with me. He is at my right hand. I will always be secure. So my heart is glad. Joy is on my tongue. My body also will be full of hope. You will not leave me in the grave. You will not let your Holy One rot away. You always show me the path that leads to life. You will fill me with joy when I am with you." Brothers, you can be sure that King David died. He was buried. His tomb is still here today. But David was a prophet. He knew that God had made a promise to him. He had taken an oath that someone in David's family line would be king after him. David saw what was ahead. So he spoke about the Christ rising from the dead. He said that the Christ would not be left in the grave. His body wouldn't rot in the ground. God has raised the same Jesus back to life. We are all witnesses of this. Jesus has been given a place of honor at the right hand of God. He has received the Holy Spirit from the Father. This is what God has promised. It is Jesus who has poured out what you now see and hear. David did not go up to heaven, but he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand. I will put your enemies under your control.'" So be sure of this, all you people of Israel. You nailed Jesus to the cross, but God has made him both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, their hearts were filled with shame. They said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter replied, "All of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then your sins will be forgiven. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children. It is also for all who are far away. It is for all whom the Lord our God will choose." Peter said many other things to warn them. He begged them, "Save yourselves from these evil people." Those who accepted his message were baptized. About 3,000 people joined the believers that day. The believers studied what the apostles taught. They shared life together. They broke bread and ate together. And they prayed. Everyone felt that God was near. The apostles did many wonders and miraculous signs. All the believers were together. They shared everything they had. They sold what they owned. They gave each other everything they needed. Every day they met together in the temple courtyard. In their homes they broke bread and ate together. Their hearts were glad and honest and true. They praised God. They were respected by all the people. Every day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. Psalms chapter 52. I find my rest in God alone. He is the one who saves me. He alone is my rock. He is the one who saves me. He is like a fort to me. I will always be secure. How long will you enemies attack me? Will all of you throw me down? I'm like a leaning wall. I'm like a fence that is about to fall. You only want to pull me down from my place of honor. You take delight in telling lies. You bless me with what you say, but in your hearts you call down curses on me. Selah. I will find my rest in God alone. He is the one who gives me hope. He alone is my rock. He is the one who saves me. He is like a fort to me. I will always be secure. I depend on God to save me and to honor me. He is my mighty rock. He is my place of safety. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Tell Him of all your troubles. God is our place of safety. Selah. Ordinary people are only a breath. Important people are not what they seem to be. If they were weighed on a scale, they wouldn't amount to anything. Together, they are only a breath. Don't trust in money you have taken from others. Don't be proud of things you have stolen. Even if your riches grow, don't put your trust in them. God, I have heard you say two things. One is that you, God, are strong. The other is that you, Lord, are loving. I'm sure that you will reward each person in keeping with what he has done. May God bless the reading of His Word. Instead of commenting on today's reading, would you allow me to talk about a friend of mine who is truly doing the Lord's work? Brad Rhodes has been a virtual friend of mine since around 2006 or 7. He was a listener to the original Lifespring show, which started in 2004, so maybe he goes back even before 2006, I don't remember exactly. But in August of 2007, he began working with and for Mission Aviation Fellowship, or MAF. And I interviewed him for episode 147 of the Lifespring show. And by the way, I'll put a link to that show in the show notes for this episode of the Lifespring Family Bible. So what is MAF? Well, let me read their mission statement to you. Our mission? Sharing the love of Jesus Christ through aviation and technology so that isolated people may be physically and spiritually transformed. MAF serves people who deal with challenges due to isolation in regions such as Africa, Asia, Eurasia, and Latin America by providing medical assistance, disaster response, community development, training, and evangelism support to churches. So, my friend Brad is a software engineer for MAF, and let me tell you that they are doing amazing work in developing technology to train pastors in remote corners of the globe and get the gospel into the hands of people who have never heard the name of Jesus. The work that Brad is doing is exactly what the Great Commission calls for. Remember what Jesus said. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So you must go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And you can be sure that I am always with you to the very end." So MAF is doing that. And Brad, in writing software and other tech things there with them, is helping to make disciples of all nations. He is helping to teach them to obey everything that Jesus commanded. He's in there in the trenches. So here's the deal. Every person who works with MAF must raise their own support, much like other parachurch organizations, including missionaries of my own denomination. Brad and his wife Susan have set up a Facebook page to tell you about their work. And you can see a very cool video showing much more than I can describe here. Well, listen, Brad and Susan are facing a $25,000 shortfall in contributions this year, and they need our help. Please check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/Brad and Susan, all one word, Brad and Susan, all one word, and ask the Lord to lead you in giving to help Him continue His work. You truly will be helping to take the gospel to people who really have never heard the name of Jesus. Thank you. Now, since it's the weekend, this is when I traditionally tell you how to get in touch with me. You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @SteveWeb_. And it'd be great if you would like our Facebook page. Just search for Lifespring Media. Have a great weekend. Until Monday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.